it's really important right now to map and manage your supply chain. In other words, identify risks. Almost look at this as akin to the conflict minerals situation. But tariff compliance is going to be significant. Identify business alternatives to respond to new tariffs. Look for economical alternatives. And then make sure you're doing a sanctions and export control and import control type of analysis.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Hello, everyone. Michael Volkoff for Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about ethics and compliance program priorities and trends. It's a topsy-turvy world, folks, and I know that's almost like a profound grasp of the obvious, but a lot of uncertainty in terms of the government regulation, enforcement, and sort of the world political dynamic situation. So there is a need to redefine your risk profile, weigh the likelihood of consistency. In other words, how long are these trends going to go on? And you can rest assured there's going to be aggressive enforcement, new targets coming up. But one thing that will stay the same is that shareholders and stakeholders will expect your company to maintain a culture of compliance and be nimble in response to this shifting risk profile. So reassess these new risks. Do not tear down your existing program. Stay consistent with principles and values that are the foundation of your company. Prioritize projects based on these new risks and your exposure, and secure senior and internal partner support. That's going to be critical in this time. The changes to your risk profile are going to depend upon your industry, your global footprint, how your business operates, market conditions, and even in this topsy-turvy world, many risks will stay the same. But certain risks will increase for everyone, and certain risks will increase in particular for some with specific profile characteristics that we'll talk about. What do I see as the top 10 legal and compliance risks for the upcoming year? Number one, tariff enforcement and import risks. Number two, trade compliance, sanctions and export controls. Three, cybersecurity and data privacy. Four, immigration and workplace raids. Five, cartels and transnational criminal organizations or TCOs. Six, government contracting, grants, fraud, and accounting. Seven, supply chain. Eight, new technologies and artificial intelligence. Nine, preserving your culture and conflicts of interest in this turbulent time. And 10, global governance and risk management in this differentiating, divisive, or shifting world landscape in terms of political affiliations. So apply your common sense and take a look at these issues and apply them practically. Don't overreact. So for example, prioritize trade compliance, tariffs, sanctions, and export controls. Elevate import compliance along with sanctions and export controls. Enhance your monitoring risks. In other words, enhance your ability to monitor what trends are occurring around the world now. We're going to see more changes and more sort of, let's say the US goes one way, Europe goes another, and we have to make sure that we're aware of the changing landscape. Leverage your culture to mitigate against the upheaval. Cybersecurity is just going to be a steady risk that you've got to continue to partner with your IT and CISO or whoever is running it. Supply chain business risks are going to become more important. As tariffs are imposed, that means alternatives may have to be looked for. Legal and compliance has to be there to help. And we're going to see some changes in sort of how due diligence works, I think, in the distribution chain as well as the supply chain. Leverage data analytics, and for AI users, for generative purposes, implement robust compliance content controls. These are all important. The biggest news, obviously, over the last few weeks from a compliance standpoint was the Trump administration hits an FCPA pause. The executive order paused FCPA enforcement for 180 days. New guidance will be issued in 180 days. The likely focus, I think, is going to be on cartels and transnational criminal organizations. The SEC impact is unclear. And I'm also sort of, there was a brief mention of remediation for past enforcement actions. What that will turn into, we'll have to watch. The reaction to this pause globally has, you know, been sort of no changes. Nobody's joining the United States in this pause. Global companies are going to retain and have already stated they're going to retain their anti-corruption programs and adhere to its principles. And of course, there's still global enforcement risks. For example, the UK Bribery Act, SAPIN II, Clean Companies Act. So potential prosecution of foreign officials could occur. We're going to still see collateral litigation for bribery behavior or potential enforcement actions. And the impact that this will have, the U.S.'s action on multilateral banks when the U.S. is a large funding source for many of these international banks. So the big issue is tariffs and the disruption to global trade. The Trump administration is employing a very aggressive approach, threatening 25% tariffs across the board against Mexico and Canada, which ultimately led to them backing down after there were certain concessions made by Mexico and Canada. But the expansion of Section 232 tariffs against steel and aluminum, which is going to be stretched to downstream products, and they put in significant restrictions on exclusions. We're also going to see reciprocal tariffs. The Trump administration is talking about those, which basically put in place whatever tariff another company has or another country has, then the reciprocal tariff will be equivalent to whatever the trading partner has. The targets of this are likely to be Canada, Mexico, China, Vietnam, and maybe other Southeast Asia countries. We also have seen a lot of talk about, or heard a lot of talk about, renegotiation of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. And this high tariff environment means adjustment of business practices to legitimately avoid higher duties. In other words, using free trade zones, making sure your classifications are proper, and adjusting your supply chain to avoid some tariff situations. So these administration priorities are going to make things a little bit more difficult for all companies, particularly those that import or rely upon imports. We're also going to see, and we've started to see, some talk already about relaxing and eliminating some of the Russia sanctions as the peace talks or some kind of negotiations are occurring to end the Ukraine war with Russia. And we're starting to see an elimination or the promise to eliminate certain Russian sanctions. What's going to happen and what's going to step up in its place is the administration has made it clear that they are going to ramp up Iran sanctions and enforcement. Now, this does not mean that you can just comply by making sure nothing goes to Iran directly. There are transshipment points that are very important. And also, what we're likely to see are secondary sanctions used in an aggressive way, comparable to the way they've been used in the Russia sanctions program. This aggressive enforcement action against U.S. subsidiaries is going to be a big, big risk. So there could be targeting countries that consume Iranian oil. There are evasion networks in the oil trade in particular, and further restrictions on humanitarian carve-outs to prevent misuse. What the EU will do and other allies is not really clear. The EU has sort of lifted their sanctions against Iran due to the 2015 action and treaty negotiations at that point. what they're going to do is going to be interesting, to say the least. The other thing you can count on is China and our focus on China. 60% imports as tariffs, and there also will be an expansion of export controls targeting advanced computing and semiconductors, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and advanced energy technologies. Dual-use technologies with military applications, there will be a squeeze, and I mean a big squeeze, in terms of restricting those types of exports. There will be heightened scrutiny under CFIUS and almost a presumption in many cases that an acquisition or the merger may undermine national security. The other thing that's very important in this environment is going to be the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which already has been heightened in terms of its importance and enforcement. And I think it's going to get even more aggressive with the customs and border protection enforcement. So these are things that's going to be interesting to watch with regard to this sort of new import enforcement area. And CPB is going to play a huge role in preventing circumvention against tariffs. What this will mean is issues like country of origin and attempts to circumvent a tariff through manipulation of country of origin is going to be number one on their list. Number two is going to be valuation and import fees that relate to valuations and classifications of goods as well, and whether or not they fall under the tariff. Imports from Canada, Mexico, Vietnam, Southeast Asia, and China are going to be top at the list. So CBP is going to be a major, major player as we go along here. So this means it's really important right now to map and manage your supply chain. In other words, identify risks. Almost look at this as akin to the conflict minerals situation. But tariff compliance is going to be significant. Identify business alternatives to respond to new tariffs. Look for economical alternatives. And then make sure you're doing a sanctions and export control and import control type of analysis. Sanctions compliance, I mentioned, is going to be important. We need, again, to look at end-user certifications, enhanced training, sampling and monitoring of transactions. Scrutiny in the high-risk areas is going to be places like the UAE, where products may go into Iran, China, northern China, where its proximity to North Korea raises risks, and Eastern Europe into Russia, and even Turkey into Iran and into Russia as transshipment point. Please double check, make sure your trade compliance policies are robust, implemented, and that you have a very definitive manual to be used. And look at the idea of supply chain audits. This is really important right now. Audit your supply chain and schedule it and monitor transactions as well. On the distribution side, we always have to talk about third-party risks, distributors, particularly in Dubai, who are known for transshipment into Iran. So documentation is important, contractual provisions, end-use certificates, and proactive auditing through samples. Do not forget sanctions training. There is an annual requirement for responsible persons. Page 7 of OFAC's 2019 guidance outlines an annual requirement list. Now, some new areas that are going to come up. Immigration enforcement is back. Businesses dependent on immigrant workforces are at risk of workplace raids. Compliance with your I-9 and E-Verify systems is going to be important. Human resources with compliance should proactively audit I-9 paperwork and E-Verify. There could be significant disruptions to business operations and labor force and could create impacts on labor shortages. Another interesting issue is this focus on cartels and TCOs, transnational criminal organizations. And this has become a high priority for the Trump administration. And there is a risk here for us that requires due diligence with regard to our distribution chains and our supply chains, because there's a risk of illegal interactions, not direct, not saying that we're going to start dealing directly with cartels, but remember, cartels and TCOs have to launder their money. They have to engage in the legitimate economy as a means by which to launder funds, facilitate their business and illegal activities. So indirect dealings through your supply chain or distribution chain has to be examined with an end-to-end analysis. This underscores the importance of beneficial ownership. Remember, cartels and TCOs in high-risk areas permeate their local communities, regional and local governments, and that means due diligence in these high-risk areas is absolutely critical. Government contracts, if some of your business depends upon government contracts, audits, and fraud, you're going to have some concerns with the Department of Government Efficiency. And that, the DOGE, the focus on government spending, audits, and mismanagement will mean that there could be referrals for fraud prosecutions across fraud agencies. If your company relies on government contracts, it's time to review and enhance your compliance program and audits. Remember, there are voluntary disclosure requirements, and it can get more and more interesting in that respect. Now, besides this, one of the big key areas is artificial intelligence and emerging risks. Generative AI presents serious risks and requires content controls, and reviews are critical. You have to weigh your business use cases and craft risks tailored to the use. And the potential upsides are real, but we've got to moderate and got to review content and make sure that this content does not create legal risks. And artificial intelligence was a key issue addressed by the Justice Department in its updated compliance guidance issued this past year. And I think that guidance will remain intact. And it requires a risk assessment process that identifies and manages emerging internal and external risks that could potentially impact the company's ability to comply with the law, including AI. AI risks have to be assessed as part of your company's overall ERM strategy. And the controls have to be in place to monitor and ensure AI trustworthiness, reliability, and use in compliance with law and your code of conduct. Well, that's sort of just a quick overview. I think it's important to keep your focus on all of these issues. It's going to be a busy year in that sense. So I think you've got to be mindful of that as well. And like I said, don't overreact, but be mindful, prioritize your risks, and go from there. Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkoff, go to volkovlaw.com.